Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
The members of our ambulance services have a special relationship with the residents of our long-term care facilities. One new organization affiliated with one service wants to show the residents how much they truly care. Let's go in depth with Katie Trutkin and Lori Cutter with the Knoxville Fire Department Auxiliary. So Katie and Lori, your spouses are both firefighters.
That's right.
In Knoxville.
Correct. Yeah, this is Katie Trutkin. My husband, Ben, has been on the Knoxville Fire and Rescue since 2008. He's a paramedic and firefighter for City of Knoxville.
Yes, and I'm Lori Cutter, and my husband, Charlie, is a newbie to the Knoxville Fire Department. He is working part-time. We are relocating here from Arizona, choosing to be part of the Knoxville community, and Charlie is so thrilled to be serving on the fire department.
What's it like being a spouse of a firefighter?
So that's all I've ever known since I've met Ben. He was a firefighter when I met him and we got together. And so I've known no different, but it's missed birthdays, it's missed anniversaries. Ben works full-time for the city of West Des Moines and Knoxville part-time, but there is no holiday for firefighters and paramedics. So we always look at the calendar, we determine, okay, whose birthday falls on a shift day this year. And then there's a lot of cold meals. A lot of calls get tripped out when Ben responds to a call in Knoxville that he'll respond from home, and that could mean leaving right as we sit down for dinner. So, and the radio in the middle of the night going off. I think as a spouse to a firefighter first responder, you have to get used to ignoring the radio when it goes off. The tones go off in the middle of the night, sleeping through it. So,
and you're a little bit newer to the game.
Well, yeah, in the fire department manner, but Charlie is actually an airline pilot, so he's been flying airplanes for 42 years, a lot of international. So it's kind of the same kind of schedule. I mean, there's times he's flying. In fact, right now he's down in Atlanta training on a new airplane, and he will be gone on Thanksgiving Day. So you get used to that. And additionally, in my case, and with him, he's also been a National Ski Patrol EMT for 30 years. So it's kind of the same thing. You make it a priority because it's a passion of his. It's important to where he wants to serve. And so you just make accommodations, and it goes both ways in our family. You know, there's things important to me, so we work around schedules.
Mm-hmm. You're newer to the community, so I don't have stories yet about your husband, but here's one you might not know, Katie.
No.
One time there was a fire near downtown.
I know where you're going.
You know
this.
Where I'm going? And Ben, I think, had just come from picking. This was a few years ago. I mean, your boys are still young, but this was a few years ago. And Ben came from picking them up from daycare, pulls up to the scene, sees me there, and says, "Bob, watch the boys. Boys, this is my friend Bob." And so I end up standing by the truck talking to the boys while he goes and takes the command role at this fire.
Yep.
That's how it is in your life all the time, right?
Exactly. And there's been community members and also the spouses in the department knowing that we have young children. Sam is 8 and William is 5. And so my family is here in Knoxville, but there's also the spouses on the fire department that have always been willing. And I know our neighbors have taken our children at the last minute when I wasn't home and there was a fire down the street. Ben dropped the children off with our neighbor. So everybody's been gracious to help us out.
And because when those tones go off, people's lives could be at risk.
Absolutely.
And so the spouse has to be supportive. And it used to be just guys on fire departments, but now it's not. So there's women on fire departments, a couple of women on the Knoxville Fire Department.
Correct.
And so it's spouses that need to step up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're looking for an opportunity to provide support to our spouses while they're on duty as well. So some of that will come out, you know, as we start moving forward with this auxiliary which we're trying to create here for the Knoxville Fire Department.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Katie Trutkin and Lori Cutter with the Knoxville Fire Department Auxiliary. Katie and I are friends on Facebook, and I saw she posted something about creating an auxiliary fire department, and it, like, your Facebook sort of blew up with all kinds of people really interested in joining the auxiliary. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, I guess I can be responsible for that, but I know there was some probably thoughts going on even before I brought it up. So, new to the community and moving here from Arizona. And I always just felt very, very passionate about being part of a community where we can give back. So I actually had an appointment with Chief Wyman a couple weeks ago. And just I had this heart, this heaviness in my heart about the holidays coming. And, you know, with everything just being turned upside down this last year, there's got to be a way we can step out and pull the wives together, because it's such an honor to be part of the group. The spouses have been so welcoming to us as newbies. And I just felt like, what can we do to pull everybody together to the holiday and really make a difference in the community? So that was kind of how it started. So I just had a meeting with Chief Wyman and just said, I want to do something. Like, Lori wants to do something. I've got time. I have my own business. Well, my hours are flexible, where others maybe aren't so much, and they have young kids. I have a little more flexibility. And I said, here's a couple ideas I have. Would you give me the permission to go out into the community and start just asking, what are the needs? Because we, you know, again, we could have an idea, but if it's not meeting a real need, it's just a great idea. And so he was really happy. Now, his wife Jody and Courtney and Megan, all full-timer wives, they had already been talking about doing something, but we just never put any formula around it, right? So I just started talking to a couple pastors in town and business leaders and just saying, this is what we want to do, something for the holidays, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or both. What needs are already being met and what aren't? And then we came up with this great idea after brainstorming.
Right. And I think, too, with the auxiliary is we want to support our spouses, as Lori mentioned. A lot of times when they show up to a fire, they could be there for an extended amount of time. And so, as I mentioned, Ben may leave right before he has an opportunity to sit down and eat dinner. And he could be at a fire for several hours. And so with the auxiliary, what we also hope to do is provide the support for the Knoxville Fire Department and for our spouses, whether that's showing up with a meal on after they've been at a fire for 2 or 3 hours, or bottled water. I know a lot of the spouses have shown up to fires with bottles of water and Gatorade. Just however we can support our first responders.
All right, and so you have what I think is a great idea. You're going to have a blanket drive for people in our care facilities. Tell us about that, Lori, would you?
Well, after basically going through all the list of ideas that we were getting thrown at or what we came up with, we just felt the hardest hit people in this community and any community, I just get emotional about it because my mom worked in a care home for a while and she loved those people. And I've got family members in other states that, you know, have been shut up. Their families can't come see them. It's like, we need to do something for these vulnerable people. I mean, some of them maybe not even have family nearby. And then I think it'd be worse having family nearby and you can't see them or can't get in. So we reached out to the different activity directors in each of the locations and got permission. And what we're doing is this blanket drive. We want it to be new and we prefer it to be homemade. So we've been, Katie can tell you what we've been doing. Our fingers are getting tired, but we're loving it.
I'm not a crafter, Bob, but I've learned how to make blankets. I've made a handful of blankets so far.
That means slowing down.
Right, making blankets. So you have to actually, I'm not used to you just sitting.
Yes.
You're always doing something, so you have to sit and do it.
Yes.
All right. Handmade, fleece-tied, quilted, crocheted,
Small size, anything. Yeah. Lap size, we're calling
them.
So to make sure that they're not too long, they get maybe caught in a wheelchair. Or
oh, okay.
Just something to throw around your shoulders or on your lap. it's just a sign of love that we haven't forgotten them. That,
yeah, and a lot of times, if you think about it, our first responders, our paramedics, show up at these care facilities because there's a call. There's somebody that needs medical attention or needs to be transported to the hospital. So when they see the ambulance or they see the fire truck, mm-hmm. a lot of times there's a need there, and I don't want to say it's a negative to see the fire truck, because it isn't. They're there to help, but we want to have the fire department show up to present these blankets. Of course, we can't get in the care facilities right now, obviously, but our plan is to deliver these, have the fire department deliver these in the fire truck mm-hmm. At a date to be determined in December. And if everything goes as planned, we hope to even put some Christmas lights on the fire truck, and then maybe some of the care residents can open their windows and see the fire department delivering these blankets.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Katie Trutkin and Lori Cutter with the Knoxville Fire Department Auxiliary. And so you need people that are crafters.
We need people, and they don't even have to be crafters. We can teach them, because there's all kinds of great YouTube videos on, especially the Thai ones. They're so simple to make. We're all teaching ourselves how to make them. There's also an opportunity if somebody doesn't want to physically do a blanket, but wants to make a financial donation. We had a secondary account set up through the Fire Department Association that is now deemed auxiliary. So if somebody wants to make a monetary donation that we can use toward blankets, or even keep it in the fund for later if we need to buy supplies or something that we have to do for other projects, or taking care of the firefighters, on a call. There's different ways to get involved. We have roughly around 200 blankets that we need. And I'm going to give a big shout out to Pastor Bruce at Riverside Church. He's connected with some quilters in Oskaloosa, and apparently we have 60 blankets already coming from them.
Wow.
And we've been gathering as the wives the last couple Thursday nights, creating them, so I think we're close to halfway, but I would love to have that number of around 200 blown out, and we've got so many more that maybe we can even bless some of the staff. That would be my heart. So, or have a supply that into the winter, if there's a need that arises, we have an extra surplus.
Yeah, and a special kudos to Pastor Bruce, because he's opened up Riverside Church for us as a location where we can socially distance and make blankets on Thursday evenings. And I'm just so grateful to Pastor Bruce.
Well, there's just something about the handmade part of it. It's,
sure.
I mean, my mom was a quilter, and so she's gone, but we still have a bunch of her quilts. And then all the kids and grandkids have quilts, and there is just this story behind every quilt, and there's the love, mm-hmm. and then there's the caring, and so it's not like something bought from the store.
That's what we're thinking. Yeah.
And so the person might not even know you, but they will see and know it's handcrafted and think somebody cares about me.
A very tangible.
That's so important.
Well, and another thing that I really think that this could serve is, it's not only serving us here at the fire department. There is so much depression going on in the world right now that when you step outside of yourself and think about changing the life of another person, bringing a smile to someone else in the form of making a blanket, if you really put your whole heart into where that's going and how it can really change someone's life, it's amazing how it lifts your own spirit. Giving, I mean, they say it's one of the best things to do when you're depressed and you're down and you don't know what to do for yourself. If you just remember, there's probably somebody else out there in a worse place than you are, and that what joy you could bring to yourself.
Bringing others joy brings you joy.
Yeah. And I think that's something we have to be intentional about it. It's, sometimes it doesn't come. When you're really down and you just don't know how to get out of the despair, you have to really, it's a day-to-day thing. It's, you have to, you know, change your mindset and bring on that, right? Intentionally, that I'm going to go do something to my for my community. And that's what we're trying to do as this, you know, ad hoc auxiliary that, you know, someday we'll formalize. But we want to show people that there's a lot of need out there. And if you just get a group together, you can solve it.
Well, and to tie it back to the department, some of this comes from cases in the care facilities.
Yes.
And the department going there and interacting with people and seeing the need and just seeing the need. I mean, they're very caring when they're there and saving lives. But it's going to a different level,
right?
that the department cares about them. And, you know, in this other way too, that they want to make them, to bring them not just safety but joy and comfort.
It's a relationship. When you have strong, trusting relationships, I mean, that's the difference of something working or not working. And there's some, I mean, especially when these guys go into these places, you know, they're gonna call for a medical need. Every second matters. And if you have a breakdown in relationship and communication, you know, and hopefully something like this could even make that better.
And you don't have to be tied formally to the fire department to help out with this drive. And you want these blankets, homemade blankets, by when? Ideally.
We're shooting for like December 13th or 14th so that we're thinking around the 16th, 17th, we may go deliver. That'd give us a couple of days to assemble them, count them, see if we have any last minute needs. Tie them up in really pretty ribbons. We're going to try to put a little greeting card on each of them.
So can we just drop them off at the fire department?
You could. We also have a Facebook public site we just created. Did you want to give them that, Katie?
Yeah, so we are going to be posting colorful flyers around town. So if you're not on Facebook and you head up to the grocery store or any of the stores in Knoxville, we're hopeful to have this blanket drive flyer posted with more information. If you are on Facebook, you can visit us. It's Knoxville, Iowa, IA, Fire Department Auxiliary. And you can just type in Knoxville Fire Department Auxiliary and it'll pop up. Yeah. And you can like our public page. There's information on the page and on the flyer about the drop-off sites, which you mentioned. It's the Knoxville Fire Department, so they're located at 308 South 3rd Street, right across from City Hall. They are taking either donation checks there at the fire department or the blankets.
Okay, so if I don't know how to make a blanket, I can bring a check.
Absolutely. And then we'll purchase fleece to make blankets.
All right, because, I don't think I can learn that quickly.
Oh, you'll be surprised.
All right, so but I guess if I'm on the edge of being able to learn how to do it, then I guess we don't have to be expert quilters like my mom was.
The fleece ties are very, very easy.
Okay.
You just put two pieces of fabric together, line them up, cut like fringe around them, tie them in a little knot. You're done.
If I can do it, anyone can do it. Bob, anyone can do it.
Ask a 10-year-old.
In fact, I wanna. That's a great point, Lori. So my friend, Jenna Walden, had organized a group of young ladies, and her daughter's friends came over, and they had a blanket-making party and were able to donate blankets to this blanket drive. And the girls had so much fun. She took pictures and sent them. So special shout-out to Jenna Walden for that and all the moms that allowed their daughters to participate in making those blankets. I think they had about 8 to 10 gals, young gals, that put blankets out way quicker and way prettier than I could ever.
And give me the size again. We can't have them too big to catch in the wheelchairs.
There is actually a kit you can buy already cut to sheets of fleece in a little and already tied up. They're 48 inches by 60 inches. That's kind of a lap size.
So you're going to be bringing lots of smiles to our care facilities in a difficult time.
Yeah, we hope to. It would be great.
And let's hope the firefighters don't have a call and we're set to deliver the blankets.
Yeah, so we're calling ourselves Santa Helpers. We're going to have our cars loaded with the blankets in case something happens and they get called out, but we will continue the route. And we're just hoping by then that some of this stuff might be lifted a little bit so that even the families could be invited to join us in the parking lot. Obviously, we're not going in, but anything that we can do from, but we'll just have to, we'll keep people posted on our Facebook page to what we're doing in the date for sure.
Thanks to Katie Trutkin and Lori Cutter for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe. An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.